You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick. This is going to be a really fun conversation. It's an organization that we've never featured and showcased on the show before, and they do some really interesting things. We're going to learn about that too, but we're here also to principally talk about a really wicked cool event coming up in a couple of weeks. We're going to get into that too. We're joined this morning by Michelle Fazig. She's an event manager with the Atlanta Sport and Social Club. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is mine, Michelle. I appreciate you making time. I know you have a big event coming in a couple of weeks, so grateful for you to swing by and give us a few minutes. We're here today to principally talk about the Great Southern Beer Fest, an event coming up on July 28th. Really looking forward to getting into that. But before we go there, take a quick minute. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and what is the Atlanta Sport and Social Club all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm one of the event managers for the Atlanta Sport and Social Club. We organize intramural sports leagues around the city of Atlanta for adults, and we also do social events and festivals. So my role is to create unique and fun events for the people of Atlanta to come out and enjoy. This Great Southern Beer Fest is our first year doing this event, but that's just one of the things that I have on my list for 2018, and I'm excited to bring it to you.
Well, Michelle, I tell you, how long have you guys been around this sport and social club? Because when I lived in Atlanta, I would have loved to, well, these events sound cool, but the intramural sports would have been a lot of fun too. How long have you guys been doing this?
Yeah, so Atlanta Sport and Social Club has been around for several years. So I've only been with the company about 5 months, but I've been ingrained in the beer festival circuit for about 4 years. My personal background, along with the expertise of our team, puts us in a unique position to leverage our experience and create truly one-of-a-kind festivals throughout the city of Atlanta. It's really something that we have been growing, I'd say, within the past 2 years, just kind of now with this company getting into the beer festival market. But like I said, I've been doing beer festivals for about 4 years, so puts us in a good spot to really bring something cool and new to the city of Atlanta.
Awesome. Beer festivals for 4 years. Boy, I want your job. All right. So let's get into it. So the Great Southern Beer Fest, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Saturday, July 28th. But what is it? Give us the overview.
Yeah. So the Great Southern Beer Fest is a beer festival that we've designed and created with true beer aficionados in mind. So we are a passionate team of people who love beer. We're passionate about creating spectacular festivals, and we're obviously passionate about embracing our Southern roots. This festival really encompasses all three of those things. We have the best selection of craft beer coming out of the South available for unlimited sampling of over 75 craft beers, live music by country rock band Outshine, and then a lineup of local food trucks. So it's really going to be an afternoon embracing all fun things that surround the beer culture, really tasting what's new and what's great of summer 2018.
Outstanding. Well, I'm looking out my window. I'm broadcasting from Chicago right now, and I see a whole bunch of food trucks just in a park not far from here. So the food trucks are great. We're going to get to that in a minute. But who is this for? I mean, is this a very niche, tightly controlled audience for beer experts and aficionados, or is this for anyone who's interested in this, or both?
That's a great question. So when I first started working in beer festivals, I knew nothing about beer. I'm actually more of a Chardonnay girl myself. I always thought that there was nothing on the market for me. PBRs, Budweisers, and the like, it didn't really do much for me. So as I've gotten more into this community, I've realized there's something for everyone. So whether that's sours or IPAs or lagers, there really is something out there for your specific taste. That's why we offer over 75 different types of beers and unlimited samplings, so you can really go around and see what it is that you like. And so many people walk away from these festivals going, oh, I didn't think I was a beer drinker. And then once we introduce them to something, you know, they're hooked.
No doubt about it. See, that's the thing I discovered. For a long time, I thought beer was Bud Light and Natural Light and Coors Light. And yeah, if that's what you think beer is, well, then no wonder no one gets interested in it. But once you break the pattern and get into some of this unique craft beer, I mean, it's a whole different world. And I love the fact this event is exposing a new audience to some of this awesomeness. I broadcast out of Chicago now, but we've been recording the show in Atlanta for almost 7 years now. And so I have spent and lived in Atlanta a long, long time. There are some amazing breweries just in town, but this is a Southern Beer Fest. So how do you pick those that are going to participate and share their magic?
Yeah. So one of the really challenging aspects of my job is I have to go drink a lot of beer.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. It's so hard. No, so we have a lot of new breweries coming out of the South right now. Obviously, Creature Comforts is a couple years old, but they continue to pump out some delicious brews. Good Word Brewing just opened up in Duluth this year. Then you have newness coming out of staples like Sweetwater with their herb brewed beers and Scofflaw and New Realm. They're always on top of what's new. So I would say we cultivate it by going around and tasting and inviting people that I work with and asking the community, like, what do you want to see? What's getting you excited? And we're seeing a lot of these hazy IPAs hitting, a lot of these sours. So it's really fun just tasting and having all these unexpected selections available. And then working with the local breweries and distributors and saying, what do you want to push out there? What do you want people to know about? What gets you excited? So it's definitely a collaborative effort and one that our festival attendees have come to appreciate.
Well, it's one thing to go to a store and see row after row of all this stuff on a shelf. And, you know, you don't know anything about it. You don't know the flavor behind it. You know the personalities behind it. All you really can tell is word of mouth, perhaps, or the coolness of the design of the packaging.
Yeah.
The advantage of a festival like this is that you can actually talk to the people behind it with the organization and the brewery itself. That adds a whole nother layer of character and color to this process. And that adds so much to the experience and frankly, the taste, right?
Exactly. So when we do festivals like this, we invite representatives of the breweries to come out and just talk about their beer. So much of it is just like you said, and I'm guilty of it as well. I go to the grocery store and I see a cool can. Well, I'm taking that home.
Right.
Not knowing actually if it's what I want for that evening. But when you can go to a festival like this and talk to the person who's behind the creation of the beer and hear their passion and hear those notes and what they've put into it, it just makes you more excited to try it. And then some of the cool things like these combinations, cucumber and lime, or Scofflaw POG, which is passion fruit orange guava. Just these amazing combos that you wouldn't necessarily know of otherwise. So it really just opens up your palate to something new, which is really cool.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Before we go to break, one last question. So how will the actual tasting process work? When I walk up and attend this event, am I going to get a roll of tickets? I mean, how do I actually go around and sample all this?
Oh, it's so much better than that. So it's actually unlimited sampling.
Oh.
So your ticket gets you into the festival. We have over 75 beers available. And then we just tell you, taste them all. The sampling sizes are 3 ounces because we're not trying to anyone unable to walk themselves out of the park. However, we just invite you to go around and enjoy your afternoon. The festival is from 1 to 6. So you have plenty of time. So take your time and really get to know what's out there. So we provide you with the glass and just let you peruse the festival grounds all afternoon.
Well, in case you've never been to a festival like this and you hear her say 3 ounce sample and you're thinking, well, how can I really tell? Trust me, when you're drinking real craft brew, 3 ounces is plenty to give you a wonderful sampling and a taste of what that experience is going to be like. So great, great stuff. All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to dive into the other details of the Great Southern Beer Fest, including the music and the food. So Michelle and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Ty Pennington, and I've been involved in the construction industry for a long time. And I can tell you this, the Jackson EMC Right Choice Home Program is in a class by itself. Every Right Choice home includes energy savings backed by 2 warranties, quality control built right into the home, added value for the life of the home. That's why a Right Choice home is the best choice for you. Visit JacksonEMC.com to learn more.
All right, I am back with Michelle Fazig, event manager for the Great Southern Beer Fest. So we've talked about the most important element of this festival, the beer and the craft brews itself, but let's get into some of the other details now. Where is this located? John Howell Park. Tell us about that location.
Yeah, so it's a really great park in Virginia Highlands. It's pretty central. It's a large enough venue where we can put everyone in there and lay it out and really create a fun space. It's not a most commonly used park, which is great for offsetting traffic.
Right,
however,
right.
Keeping that in mind for parking and transportation, there is limited street parking available, but like with most festivals in and around Atlanta, it's always something to think about beforehand. So we will have traffic signs posted the day of, but we do always recommend ride sharing or public transportation. We will also have designated driving options for you to get home, though, once you drink your fill of over 75 craft beers. So it is tucked up in Virginia Highlands. It is a local location, but like I said, please consider ride sharing options when getting to and from the festival.
Yeah, no, great advice. If I'm going to sample 75 3-ounce samplings, and yes, it's the wise move, and it makes sense, and it's really admirable that you all are taking extreme efforts there to be sure that everyone gets home safe. How do you get tickets for this? Can you walk up and buy them on the day of, or do you need to give them in advance? How does that all work?
So tickets are on sale right now, and they're selling like crazy, I have to tell you. They're available at greatsouthernbeerfest.com. We do expect to sell out. If we do not, we will have a super limited quantity available for $55 at the door. They're on sale right now for $43, so I definitely advise you guys to get yours before we sell out. People seem to be looking for a good way to kill the summer heat. And what better way than a festival completely centered around beer? You can't really beat the heat better than that.
There is no better way to do it, I have to tell you. And it's not just craft brews. I mean, you mentioned some country rock, you mentioned some food trucks. So let's get into the music and the food.
Absolutely. So we have local party rock band Outshine. They're really cool. It's a great group of guys. They just really amp up the crowd and keep you going all afternoon with their country rock beats. And then we have a couple food trucks on site as well. Habanero food truck will be there. It's Tex-Mex inspired fare. I know. What better than nachos when you're drinking some beer? That's my favorite. Tom and Chi, which is a grilled cheese food truck. It's a brand new truck based out of Kennesaw. They have a lot of local restaurants. This is their first endeavor in the Atlanta market in the food truck business. And they'll have things like their pimento cheese, bacon grilled cheese.
Oh my goodness.
Awesome. And then Big Feast Chicago Kitchen. I'm sure you can relate to that.
Oh,
being
yeah.
Based out of Chicago.
Yep.
Yes. Coming in hot with their Chicago sausage and rolls. So just a really eclectic lineup of different foods for every palate, keeping everyone well fed.
Some great pairings there with all these beers.
Absolutely. And then I was just going to point out, we have local vendors on site as well. So they'll be giving away some great competitions and giveaways during the afternoon. And then festival games like Giant Jenga and Giant Connect 4. And then, of course, cornhole for some friendly competition during afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sounds like a great... If you asked me what would be the perfect musical score behind a beer festival, all this great food, country rock is just the perfect combination, in my opinion, especially a Southern beer fest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we had them at our first in this series, which was actually in Birmingham, Alabama. We liked them so much, we brought them to Atlanta.
There you have it. Hey, quick administrative note on the food. I imagine you have to purchase the food separately, or is that part of your ticket, or how does that work?
So it is food for purchase. So we've brought them all in and are setting up a food court area, but it is food for purchase.
All right. This is sounding so good to me. So Michelle, you mentioned all these giveaways, but I also understand there's another commemorative gift that people can expect.
Yeah. So we always want our festival attendees to be able to have a takeaway other than their brand new favorite brew. In our first year, we've actually designed and created a commemorative mason jar glass that has our first year logo on it. So we invite you to carry that around and taste from it and take it home and just think about the 2019 festival, because I guarantee you're going to want to return.
Well, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's science. Maybe it's magic, mystical forces, but somehow beer tastes better in a mason jar. It just does. That's how I drink it at home. I swear. I absolutely agree. I'm not being some schmoozing radio host here. I mean, I'm serious about that. So, all right, Michelle, this sounds like such a great event. I can't wait to participate, and I'm anxious to see how you guys continue to grow this thing over the coming years. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I suspect there's going to be a lot of interesting things, other things coming from the Atlanta Sport and Social Club as well. So before I let you go, a couple of items here. Should anyone need to contact you with any questions on any of this, how do they find you? Where do they learn more about the Atlanta Sport and Social Club? And then most importantly, where do they get information, including ticketing information, on the Great Southern Beer Fest?
Obviously, the best way to learn most up-to-date information is through our website, greatsouthernbeerfest.com. And then our Facebook is also a source of the most up-to-date news. You can message us through there, even if it's a simple, hey, Michelle, I heard you on the radio. Can you get this kind of beer and have it at the festival? It comes to me and I will respond. Keep that a secret. We don't want everyone to know that it comes directly to me, but it does. So just those two, our website and our Facebook, would be the best way to learn all about what's new and upcoming in the festival. Michelle, and it's almost here. We are 2 weeks out.
Michelle Fazig, the event manager for both the Atlanta Sport and Social Club and the Great Southern Beer Fest. Michelle, this sounds like it's going to be a great event. Thanks for being on the show and good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
The pleasure was mine. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Thanks for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.